Hi, my name's Matthew Masley, and I'm here with Sandy Jeske, a partner at Duane Morris. Duane Morris is a full-service law firm with more than 20 offices around the United States. We're going to discuss security breaches today. It should come as no surprise that 2009 was yet another watershed year in terms of data security breaches, and this year will likely be a watershed year in terms of data security regulation. Of course, if we've seen in the paper day in and day out, the number of breaches continues to rise.
That's right, Matt. The federal enforcement of breaches continues to escalate, and the FTC has been very active in this area more recently. States are continuing to take the lead in developing new laws, and the victims of data breaches continue to face an uphill battle for legal redress, because quite frankly, it's very difficult to get damages when you're dealing with data breach because the actual damages are so hard to prove.
Now, we've been hearing a lot about federal breach notification bills in Congress, and unfortunately, they've all seemed to have died in the Congresses without ever making it to the floor. So we don't yet have a federal statute addressing security breach notification, although it is anticipated that one may be coming later this year.
Yes, most recently, the House approved a bill that would set a national standard for protection of consumers' personal information, such as credit cards and social security numbers. Under that legislation, companies that handle sensitive data would be required to implement a data security program and notify persons affected by the breach. It remains to be seen whether this bill will move forward, and we certainly hope it will. But without an overarching federal breach notification law, unfortunately, businesses are forced to look at the state breach notification statutes. And right now, we have 45 states and the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands all have enacted legislation requiring notification of security breaches involving personal information.
Now, of course, in each one of those states and jurisdictions, there's a specific state law that governs the data of its citizens, and I'm sure that the laws are different and impose various requirements on businesses who suffered a data breach. Isn't that right, Sandy?
Well, it's true. All the laws vary to some extent, making compliance difficult, because most of the businesses have customers who reside in more than one state. So some states, like Pennsylvania, for example, define security breach as the unauthorized access and acquisition of computerized data that materially compromises the security or confidentiality of the personally identifiable information, or if the business reasonably believes it has caused or will cause an injury to a Pennsylvania resident.
Now that's an interesting distinction about whether it, materially comprises the security or confidentiality of the data. Not all states leave it to the businesses to make such a subjective determination, do they?
No, it's very true. Generally speaking, the most typical state law requires businesses to notify affected individuals if they have a reasonable belief that unencrypted personal information was accessed by unauthorized persons. So such personal information may include, you know, your name in combination with a social security number, or banking information, or a credit card number, for example.
Okay. Now, I know recent developments have indicated a trend toward even more demanding breach notification laws. States are getting more aggressive in the time period given for notification, as well as requiring more agencies be involved in the notification.
For example, Matt, in New York, the State Attorney General, Consumer Protection Board, and State Office of Cybersecurity and Critical Infrastructure all must be notified as to the timing, content, and distribution of the notice. Again, the notification period and the type of notification also changes from state to state, making it even more difficult.
Right, and even some states like Texas are including healthcare information under the scope of the notification law.
Right, and in fact, most recently, the FTC and the HHS released final rules on health information breach notification requirements under the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Act, which you may have heard is called HITECH. So HITECH is really trying to address security breaches for covered healthcare entities and has a somewhat complicated set of regulations to identify if a breach requiring notice occurs and how to address it.
Assuming a business holds personally identifiable data from citizens of numerous states, how do you address the various state laws?
Well, businesses need to address the varying state laws even before the breach occurs, because they need to comply with the most aggressive and the demanding laws on the books to ensure they are fully compliant with all of the states as well as the federal statutes. In order to ensure appropriate compliance for our clients, for example, we've developed a spreadsheet of the various laws which outlines the requirements of each state. Because when the breach happens, and trust me, it will happen, it's just a matter of time, they have to be ready.
So what is the first step a business should take when they suspect a breach has occurred?
Well, first, it's absolutely critical to retain counsel who has been through a security breach and the related notification process before, because they know what to do. And when the breach arises, it requires immediate attention, and it is important to take immediate actions to collect forensic evidence as well as remediate the breach.
Right, and as we discussed, there are a number of state laws that are getting more aggressive with the time frames for which notification is required. So I would imagine that the knowledge of the various state laws is pretty key to respond in that required time frame.
That's right, because time and time again, we've seen that no matter how good your firewalls or other security measures are, a simple mistake by an employee or a stolen laptop or lost flash drive can lead to a breach. And as a result, I counsel clients all the time that they need to prepare for the breach because it's going to happen. The best approach, really, Matt, is to have an incident response plan prepared in advance. And that way, a team of employees is already identified and everyone knows exactly what steps need to be taken so that they can most effectively deal with the problem and avoid unnecessary legal, financial, and reputational exposures. And in fact, given some of the new state laws like Massachusetts, which require a written security program, an incident response plan is not simply just good business practice anymore.
And that's a good point, because the Poneman Institute, a privacy and information management research firm, just completed a study that showed the average total per incident cost of a security breach in 2009 was an astounding $6.75 million. And that comprises about an average cost of $204 per customer record. With those numbers, it would seem that it makes sense to address these concerns proactively before the breach occurs.
Yes, prevention and preparedness is key. Thank you for your time. Look for our other podcasts on various aspects of IT law.